Welcome to the Resilience Forum podcast. Today, we're going to continue our great conversation with Frank Achenbrecher on remote leadership, focusing on the third way in the eight ways to lead remotely, based on an article by Timothy Clark we found in the Harvard Business Review. So the third way is to support continued learning, but keep it short. So why is that important for remote workers and remote leadership?
Well, I think as we said before in these sessions, that people need to be, they need to get used to that new environment. They need to get used to that new atmosphere. So this is new for them. And I think the attention span needs to be adapted to that. And I think what Timothy is suggesting here, to make short bites, to have 5 to 10 minute segments at most.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense because now we're in a new context in terms of, we don't know how long this is going to go on, this quarantine phase. And at the same time, we need to keep our people learning. If we're not supporting learning, then people atrophy. That's why people leave organizations when they don't feel like they're growing. It's innate in human nature. So how do we adapt to this new environment? We're experiencing that as facilitators and organizers. We can't give the live workshops that we're used to. And so now we're breaking them into smaller chunks and delivering them online. And as a manager and as a leader, you want to do that for your people. And even breaking it down, they recommend 5 to 10 minute segments.
And you know what, Munir? Actually, we're doing that in that broadcasting as well. We were saying we're going to use 4 or 5 minutes for each segment, and then discuss it a little bit and then go on to the next segment. So we're adapting to that, actually.
Yeah.
I think Timothy would be very proud of us.
We're walking his talk. Yeah, so if you can make the segment small, that's really key. And another key thing is this idea that we learn best by teaching. So a great thing that Timothy Walker mentions in his article is to have each different team members either debrief a lesson and lead a short discussion about application relevance and implications. And this is another way to really foster learning and also leadership and sharing the leadership of the learning with your team, and giving people empowerment, and that gives them a way to feel more connected to everyone else because they're sharing something that they've studied and decided to how they're going to best organize it for their team to work with it.
And I think the small bites, the small parts of this, leaves a little bit more room for improvisation when you really look at it. And it gives people a chance to bring in their own thoughts without having the fear of getting into a long text or getting into a long moderation or presentation. So I think for leaders, where we all used to be to have PowerPoints for years and years now, I think we have to adapt to this and be a little bit more flexible.
Yeah, and this is building in resilience, building in a resilient learning culture where everybody is empowered to increase and improve themselves and increase their capacity to deal with change, to deal with chaos, to set up an attitude of learning.
Now, you will be surprised what people can do when they get this frame, when they get this ability to improvise and to use different formats. Definitely formats which they probably have not used before.
It's very exciting these times. Yeah. And this is yet another way that there's so many creative opportunities emerging from the constraints coming out of the pandemic crisis. And that's, I think, probably one of the biggest things that leaders can do in this time is to look for what are the creative opportunities to build the resilience of their teams, because it is a special time and people are ready to look at things differently because they're already forced to looking at things differently. So that's the end of this segment on supporting continued learning. And there's our timer. And then in our next segment, we're going to go into Walker described it is assign buddies and peer coaches to add a layer of mutual support. And so that'll be our next session. Look forward to sharing with you then.
I just figured out, Munir, we have to be flexible ourselves here in this broadcast, you know. The author is Timothy Clark, not Timothy Walker.
Oh.
Reminds me a little bit on Johnny Walker. Maybe you had one or two of those whiskeys lately.
I wish. It's been a while since I've had Johnny Walker, and I do apologize for not seeing Timothy Clark, because that's the right way. That's the actual article of the author of the article. I'm stumbling all over my words. Maybe it is time for Johnny Walker.
The man deserves definitely to have the right name here, because his article is fantastic, as we both agree.
Totally. It's really inspiring, and I think really important information for people in this time.